Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi. Hi, George.
Yes, sir. Hi.
My name is Gordon. I'm a theoretical physicist. I work at a research facility. And something very mystical has been happening to me so far. There's this man. I'll describe him. He looks the same every day, and he's been stalking me. He's a middle-aged man in a blue-tinged suit, and he has very pale skin with dark hair, and he always carries a briefcase.
Hmm.
And whenever I see him, he always seems to adjust his tie and brush himself off, and I've never seen him up close. And the mystical thing about it is that whenever I see him, he's always in a place I can access, such as another room blocked off by a window, or down the hallway, or on the other side of a door, or walking across a catwalk. And when I try to get to his place, I say if I see him on down the long hallway,
right,
and run there, he's gone. And the weirdest thing was yesterday. I wanted to get access this room, and I wanted to go the short way, so I tried to open this door. He was on the other side. I saw him through the window, and he locked the door on the other side. And I had to go the long way around, and he was gone. And the only way that he could have left was go my way or through the door, but the door was still locked from that side. Now, I and a colleague, a friend of mine who's in security named Barney, we call him the G-Man, and most of my other colleagues will not even, I think they must know of this man, but they do not mention him. I can see it in their eyes when I talk to them about it that there's some type of fear.
You think he's like a government worker?
I was thinking that's why we call him the G-Man. He looks like it. He has a suit.
No personality, right?
No personality. Well, he has a very blank face on him. And, I mean, it seems he always has this tick of adjusting his tie brushing his coat off.
Are you working, your theoretical physicist, are you working on anything that you can tell us about that he would want to get information about?
Yes. Yes.
You are.
We're working on portal technology.
Now, tell me about that portal technology.
I'm afraid I cannot go into it.
Is this the ability to travel?
Yes.
Through other worlds?
And, yes. And we're in heavy competition with another company, but I can't really get into that right now.
How close are we to getting this done, you think?
I cannot say. I don't know. I just started a few months ago, and my level is basically assisting the senior scientist.
Well, have you jeopardized yourself by coming on this program tonight?
No, I have not.
All right.
I haven't said anything important.
Has this man threatened you or anything like that?
He has never spoken to me. I've never heard his voice. I've never seen him up. The closest I've ever seen him was the other side of that door. He's never really been in the same room as me, but he's always seems to be stalking me.
Top management has got to know he's there.
Yes.
Do you go through heavy security?
Yes, very heavy security.
So he gets in, right?
Yeah, I thought he was the administrator, but I met Mr. Breen, and he's certainly not him. He looks very, very different. He talks to me frequently.
And every day he's there, this guy?
Mostly every day. Not every day, but some days I see him more, some days I see him less. But I once was working on something at my desk, and I just got up, and he walked right by my door. I ran outside, and he was gone.
All right. Well, you keep us up to date on this as much as you can. Portal technology, the ability to travel to other worlds, just like the movie Contact. That's pretty fascinating.